Blog Talk Radio.
You say yes, I'll leave on the road. Blessings keep packing. Warfare you packing. He's never leaving you alone. Whatever you think it goes. Having you say help. He's backing up a step. Whatever you say help. Backing up a step. Speak whatever you want. If you've been dreaming, you got it. Don't doubt it. Hey, what it do when I live to see the miracles? I swear it is yours. It was the new, I was the old. It's joy to find gold. Now read me while you pray more. I declare that it's yours. People for miracles, just like he did he would. People for miracles, just like he said he would. Hey. People for miracles, just like he said he would. Hey. People for miracles, just like he said he would. I need you to clap your hands if you know God has not forgotten about you. And he's still about to do it.
He's the God of love. Will you be?
People for miracles.
People for miracles.
People for miracles. I don't know about you, but I believe in miracles. I am a miracle. Hallelujah. I am what the word of God decree and declare that I am. Hallelujah. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We pray that you get and receive revelation knowledge from this broadcast today. For those that will, get your Bible, because we're going to study from Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, or how much ever the Lord tell us to deal with, that's what we're going to do. But anyway, we're going to have a word of prayer by Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio. She got us started this week. She'll end this week, and we'll get ready for the review on Sunday. So let's ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. I believe in miracles, too. Amen. So the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you for all of your many blessings. We're thanking you for this broadcast where we can be fed and we can receive this word, Father God. We're thankful for the listeners, those that called in, those listening by internet, Father God. Bless each and every one that participate as well, Father God. Lord, we bind up anything and everything that try to come up against our pastor as he teaches this word, Father God. Use him mightily, Holy Ghost, that your word will come forth and we're able to understand it, Lord. Father God, bless all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. You know their hearts and their heart's desire, Father God. Be with those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. Be with those, Father God, who are having surgery today. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way. And you said in your word, you'll keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, we give you praise today. We thank you for this word that we're about to receive. And continue, Lord, to have your way in our lives and also guide and direct our pastor. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill. We're going to go to Ephesians 6 and I want you all to understand there's a whole lot of things going on. And he realized all the stuff was going on in the church at Ephesians or at Ephesus. And he had been teaching them about justification. He had been teaching them about we are blessed with every spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus over there in 1 and 3. He taught us in this same book, we are holy, we are blameless. That's something Satan is not. And he covers us with his love. So he's telling the Ephesian people, we have been adopted as children of God. Oh, and then Ephesians 1, 5, and 6. Then he says, we will be brought under Christ's headship. That is so important, brothers and sisters, because we're not alone now. We know that Christ stands out for us. And then he says something like, we are marked as belongers to God by the Holy Spirit. And I got looking at this thing, and I'm like, what? And then Ephesians 2 and 6 says, we have been raised up to sit with Christ in glory. So theoretically, our spirit is in glory. If you think about it, because we are God's work of art, according to Ephesians 2 and 10. So we've been brought near to God And that's real important, brothers and sisters, because that's what we've been doing, man been doing since he left the Garden of Eden, got kicked out. And for those people that don't know, God don't play around. You know, he created Lucifer to praise. He wouldn't praise. Michael them, boom, kicked him out. Adam them, they want to, boom, he kicked him out of the garden. God don't play around. And for people mm-hmm. who don't know this, I want you to know, God ain't playing.
All right.
That's why when we read this, you need to take this more serious than ever before. Because after he goes through these lists of teachings that Paul does, then he says, finally. Now, let me bring it all to a conclusion, because I know you servants are both under the same masters in heaven, and you've been through all these different things, and God has no respect of person, and he gets to the point that he says, finally now, be strong in the power of the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yeah.
You can't fight the devil without this. I like the way Pastor had put on, verse 11, I put on the whole arm. Don't play around with it. Put on every bit of it. And we probably going to stop at those two, three verses. So let's read Ephesians 6. I'm trying to get over here to it. 6 through 10 and verses 12. It says, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That's one. Against powers. That's two. Against the rulers of the darkness. That's three. Against the world. And against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's seven things here it listed, brothers and sisters, that we're in a fight. And we're in a fight for our lives. And you may ask, well, why don't that pastor read it? Maybe from the, read it from God's word, Pastor.
Okay, then.
If you have it.
Okay. Okay, from God's word.
Ephesians 6, 10 through 12.
10 through 12. Okay. Okay. The subtitle says, put on all the armor that God supplies. Finally, receive your power from the Lord and from his mighty strength. Put on all the armor that God supplies. In this way, you can take a stand against the devil's strategies. This is not a wrestling match against a human opponent. We are wrestling with rulers, authorities, the powers who govern this world of darkness, and spiritual forces that control evil in the heavenly world. Amen.
See, now remember, brother and sister, we are spiritual beings having human experience. So what the writer says here, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that ye may be exalted in due time. But right now, you got to cast all your cares on him. And then tell her, now, if you're going to deal with Satan, you cast your cares on the Lord. You know why? Because he cares for you. Satan don't care for you, but God cares for you. So he wants you to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour.
All right.
And if there ever was a time, brothers and sisters, that we need to actually put ourselves under the subjection of God, it's when we're in battle. So Ephesians 6 says that be strong in the Lord. Now, this, it's a lot to this, and it's a lot to unpack. I'm not going to try to unpack it all today. But you got to be wrapped up in God. You got to be just shielded by the stuff of God. If you were to put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
You got to have on, first of all, it start with truth, brothers and sisters. That's
Amen.
Part of God. That's God's armor. Then guess what? That's part of your armor. And he's given us the blueprint for this stuff, brothers and sisters. All we got to do is get in the Word of God, and you'll see it.
Amen.
And I get it, brothers and sisters. There's Christians at different levels. We are all equal as far as God. Now, in the world, you got different levels. But this message is for all of us. He does not play favoritism.
Say that. Amen.
There is no big eyes in Lee. He's talking to all of us. See, one is no more important than the other. So Paul said to the Philippian church, the same point he made other times when he talked about the masters not being greater than your master. How are you going to be greater than Christ? But Christian, this is what Christ did. This is what we have to do. Christ put on the armor of God over there in Matthew 4. Soon as Satan came to attack, boom, he brought the word to him. He had the whole armor of God on. He put the word on him. So in the Christian life, we battle against rulers, authority, powerful, evil forces, fallen angels, headed by Satan himself. I like what he said over there in 1 Peter 5:8. When I tell you, you have an adversary. You have somebody that don't like you. But God loves you, and he cares for you. So he warns us to be sober. I asked the Lord why that's so important. He said, because when you're sober, you're alert.
All right.
Yeah, see, when you're drunk, and I hate to put it this way, but it is what it is. When you're drunk, you're not as alert as you would be if you were sober.
Amen. That's
so
right.
When you're doing warfare, you need to be alert, man. You need to pay attention. You need to be vigilant. You need to make sure that you got a clear view of what's going on.
Amen.
And you got to know that it's not your sister, your mama, your brother, your husband, your wife. Your opponent is the devil. And he walking around. He making noise. As he look for someone to just break down. He's looking for somebody that he can just catch. So God says to us, you keep your guard up. You pay attention. Because it's your adversary, the devil. And I might have mentioned yesterday, brother, sister, but I need to be mentioned. It needs to be mentioned again. The devil is, and I'm not glorifying him. Please understand this. I just want you to know he ain't just start doing battle.
Right.
This is not his first rodeo. This is not his first fight. Because as far as pertaining to us and you. This is not his first fight. He started his mess up in heaven, brothers and sisters. Revelation 12 said Michael and his angel fought against Lucifer and his angel. And Lucifer lost. He lost then, and he's going to lose now because you had a victory because of the stuff that you fight with now. No reason Jesus said in John 13:34-35, a new commandment. Well, you look at this as being, this is your commanding officer. He's going to give you some orders right here. He says, I give unto you that ye love one another, even as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And by this all men shall know that you are my disciple if you have love one for another. This, brothers and sisters, one of the greatest things you could ever fight with is your new weapon, and that's love. And I know about the sword of the Spirit, and we'll get into that. But right now, he said, be strong. I think he said, be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
You know what he said, Pastor?
That's right, Pastor.
And in his power. God's to be strong in the, and God is to be strong in love.
All right.
Because God is love. God is not going to change now.
Say that.
God has to operate under the love law. That's how he did the recreated spirit. And he started first with Jesus. And then he brought us from the Father. And this new life that's made, Paul said we are free from the law of sin and death because the Ten Commandments could not rule or govern the new creation.
The only thing
that can govern us is the new love that God had put on us. He has bestowed this upon us. What greater love is this that the Father had bestowed upon us.
Thank you, Lord.
And yet that word love over there in St. John 13:34, that is agape. He is agape. He is that new word that Jesus coined. And the new covenant came into being in the resurrection. So part of the resurrection power, it's God's love.
Thank you, Lord.
Because if I understand this right, he fulfilled the old covenant with all of its laws and with all of its ceremonies and with all its priesthood and with all that stuff. And he, the Bible says, and laid it aside when he demolished it all. And when he said on the cross, it's finished. The Old Testament stuff was finished. John 19:30. The old stuff is finished now. Now God raised him up from the dead. The head of the new covenant. He himself is the high priest. And we are the holy priesthood and the royal priesthood. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
See, the rulers for our daily walk are found in Jesus' teaching and Paul's revelation. John 15:9-10 says, even as the Father have loved me, now I want y'all to pay attention to this, the Father had loved me, I also love you, abide in my love. So because you're in a war, you can't get out of the love way, brothers and sisters. You still have to operate in love.
Amen.
And you come to give life. And it doesn't change because you're in battle. Matter of fact, you need love more then than ever. Because he's saying, be strong in my stuff. In his power. In his love. A lot of times we think love, the only thing we do is just love on one another.
All right, come on, say it.
But he says, even as the Father have loved me, and I have loved you, abide in my love, live in my love. Then now, if you'll keep my commandment, the love commandment, he said, you shall abide in my love, even as the Father, even as I have kept the Father's commandment and abide in his love. So over there, yeah. in Matthew, when Jesus was battling the devil, he had the love of God in him.
Amen.
Yeah. If you don't believe that, when you read 1 Corinthians 13, read it again with a different view. Because this is the new law. And Paul says over there in 1 Corinthians 13, read the whole thing, is interpreted in a special way. And it is the revelation of grace of God. It is revelation of the Son of God. So you are to walk not as sons of Abraham, walk in the realms of the senses, but as the new creation. And you are to walk in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's good right there. Because, you know, the enemy wants us to fight it in the flesh. And believe me, we can love, but you got to believe in love. You got to believe that this is one of your weapons. It has to be. You can't excuse it and say, oh, no, it's not love. No, you got to operate in love all the time.
Amen.
And then the Bible said, if you don't operate in love, you don't even know God.
Mm. Have mercy.
Yeah. Remember in 1 John 4:16, and we know and have believed the love of God have in us. God loved us, and be thou abide in love, abide in God, and God abide in him. So when you put the whole armor on, part of that armor is love. See, I didn't see that. I'm just thinking, well, no. Matter of fact, God even go a step farther. You have to love your enemy.
Yeah.
What? Yes, ma'am. When they kicked him out, God let him keep it top, because there's going to be a day, brothers and sisters, trust and believe, that Satan would be totally annihilated from the face of the earth, from eternity. I mean, he will burn in hell through eternity. You look over there and see that big blaze of fire, and then you think about the stuff Satan did, according to Revelation 22. So, but my thing is, brothers and sisters, I want us to know that love is just as much part of God's armor is faith.
Mm-hmm.
Love is just as much part. See, the law of the light is the love of God. Remember Ephesians, what was that, 5:1-2? We're supposed to imitate him. He told us that we are to imitate God. When
yeah.
you put the whole armor on, very first thing you put on is God.
Mm-hmm.
And God is love. And if you can put God on and take love out of it, please tell us how you do it.
Mm.
If you can do that, if you can walk around without the love of God in you, please tell me how.
Mm.
See, now you're going to understand how this walk of ours is going to be governed by the new law. Satan has governed men because man chose to walk in hate, selfishness. Now, this new authority takes us over into the new birth, and our daily life is to believe in love. Therefore, imitators of God, I'm telling you to imitate love all over. That's how God got us. That's how Satan was defeated, by love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And when Jesus walked on the earth, he walked, and we see him walking as a love child.
Yes, yes.
He didn't change it. When he healed people, he healed the sick, he was doing it out of love.
Mm-hmm.
It was
Amen.
Love that fed the hungry people. It was all out of the pure love of God. It was the love walk. It was the love way. It was God in Christ unveiling himself. So love dominated the laws of God. Yeah. Read Romans 13 and 10, and we're going to shut it down there. But in Romans 13 and 10, read that, and if you will, Pastor, so kind.
Okay. All right. Romans 13 and verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Amen.
Yeah, we're living by God's law, remember? And mm-hmm. here's another, and thank you so much, Pastor. Here's one other scripture you can that will support this. In Philippians 1 and 9, well, we'll do 10 too. And this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Hallelujah. Pastor, you want to read that out of the message or whatever, please do so. And then we're going to open it up to anybody that might want to have comments or anything of that nature.
Okay, Pastor. From the message by Philippians 1, 9 and 10. So this is my prayer, that your love flourish and that you will not only love much, but well. Learn to love appropriately. You need to use your head and test your feelings so that your love is sincere and intelligent, not sentimental gush. Amen. Live a lover's life. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pastor. Now, anyone have any comments, anything they want to share, press 1. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I would like to read Ephesians 6. Ten through 12 from the New Living Translation, Pastor. We read it from God's Word, so I'm going to read it from the New Living. It says, the whole armor of God, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. Amen. That's why we have to put on the whole armor of God.
Oh, amen. Most definitely. And a lot of times people, they want to leave out love. But love, brothers, mm-hmm. is one of the most powerful things there is.
Yeah.
Because we have the love of God. That's what constrains us. It's that love that God has that keeps us, that motivates us to do it and do it out of love. I mean, it's easy to be militant. It's easy to be militant, but God chose to use love.
Yes.
And I did a little thing over all of God's battles. He did it in love. He did it with love. He can't do it no other way. And if you're born to love, you can't do it no other way either. So hopefully we'll get into the different ways of God's when it said be strong in the Lord. God is righteous, brothers and sisters. God have righteousness. We're to be strong in righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
so we'll get
man.
Into that maybe next week. Isaiah 54:14 says, in righteousness shall thou be established.
Mm-hmm.
So how you going to fight this war without righteousness and without being established? You're establishing righteousness.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And if you do that, the Bible says, if you be establishing righteousness, he says, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. And while your young heart meditate in that, we will return to the things of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And hopefully next week we'll get into some of the weapons that we have. And we have, even you fighting with love. Well, I'll show y'all and share with some of y'all. I've been know this stuff, but I want to share it with you how important love. And I mean, we got to have the preparation of the gospel. Where if we got that, that means love. How you going to preach? How you going to preach and teach without teaching the love of God? You can't do that.
That's right. Show can't. Mm-mm.
How you go? It's just like you going to battle and you don't have your colors on. America got a color. They got a uniform that says that this is who they are. That you can look at them and say, yep, that's the United States of America soldiers right there. They got a flag. Mm-hmm. So it is with us. When people see us, they have to know that we're children of light. We're love babies. They have to see that love.
Yes, yes, amen.
Because we fight differently with love. Because, see, you don't want to get that person hurt that the enemy is using.
All right.
Because, see, I know we're getting a little deep here, but I'm going to say it since I brought it up. I hate to bring up something and not go through it. When Jesus was casting them demons out of that, or when he walked by that, and them demons was in that man, I think it says 7,000. A legion, or a Roman soldier legion is 7,000. But he didn't say 7,000. He says thousands.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I don't know what number that is. You can go 7 times 5. I don't know. But they was legion as in plural. Wasn't one. One legion is 7,000 Roman soldiers. So when he says legions, he's talking more than one group. Like you had in the military, you'd have send a legion of troops down to fight in Ohio. Send another legion. So when he says a legion, he's talking about 7,000. But when he says legions, you could have been sending 20,000 over there, 100,000.
Yes, yes.
So when you battling, you don't know what you're battling with.
Amen.
You're in a battle, brothers and sisters. You got our... So that's the other reason you need to be strong in the power of the Lord and in his might so you can fight this battle.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But anyway, thank you so much, Pastor. And no one else wanted to comment. Oh, yeah, and thank you for finishing up yesterday as well, Pastor. I thank you so much for jumping in there and handling things. May God bless you.